This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And Staunton controls the opening tap here at Carlinville High School, but right off the bat they turn the ball over. Nokomis has it, misses a layup, and another one as well. And down low, Emily Cesaretti having trouble putting it into the basket, but she's fouled on the play. So just 18 seconds into the ball game, Staunton has their first foul of the game. Or did they say she walked? I guess they said it was a turnover. Okay. No, they're giving it back to Nokomis. Fires up the three. This is Mia Fesser, and that's a miss. Out of bounds to Staunton. I've got to get my bearings straight here. Now we're ready to go. I think someone was at the wrong end of the floor, it seems like. Okay, so Staunton with the ball. 7.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. We are scoreless here from Carlinville High School in this third game of the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. This is Bruin with it for the Bulldogs. Now over to Calderero, and she misses it. Rebound wide. It's going to go out of bounds, and last touched by Staunton. It's going to be Nokomis basketball. Yes, it will be. Louis Lang asking for the ball, and it's going to be Emily Cesaretti throwing it in. The crowd is emptied a little bit here as we transition, get some new fans in here. Litchfield already played two games, one girls, one boys game. Pawnee girls played in that opening game. The Lincolnwood boys played in the second game. Litchfield girls and boys won each game. And there's a three fired up by Cesaretti. She misses. Rebound to Staunton. And Savannah Bruin has it for the Lady Dogs. She takes up the floor herself, weaving around defenders, gets a pass off to Abby Davis. Davis misses a three, and the rebound wide to Nokomis. A one-man fast break here. Now the ball is poked out of bounds. Fesser loses it. But Nokomis will keep the ball. Emily Cesaretti going to throw it in for Nokomis. She gets it in to Fesser. Fesser dribbles across the key and loses it, but Cesaretti right there. Nokomis resetting things. Staunton in a man-to-man defense to start here. This is Vanessa Patkus, now over to Macy Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth backs her lady down and back over to Cesaretti. Going to fire up a long three. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound to Nokomis. The putback no good. Offensive rebound again. And the layup still no good. Now Staunton pulls down the rebound and they'll go the length of the floor with no pressure. No pressure defense, that is. Here's Bruin. Passes it over to Calderero for the Lady Bulldogs. Now in the corner to Davis. Back over to Calderero. Staunton decked out in their white jerseys, red and black trims. Nokomis, the black jerseys with red trim. Here's Calderero with it. Now over down low to Katie Massanelli. And the layup is up and in. Abby Scanzoni gets the first bucket of the ball game. Staunton, a 2-0 lead. Long pass in the corner. This is Cesaretti. And she's going to dribble it slowly back out to the top of the key and reset the offense. Oh, good pick-and-roll defense there, or pick-and-roll play there, as Macy Eisenbarth scores the first bucket of the game for Nokomis. 2-2 our score, 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Here's Davis for Staunton, and tried to pass it down low to Scanzoni. It was knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Nokomis. Staunton will maintain possession, was Louis conferring with his officials and confirming the call. So Davis going to throw it in for Staunton. Looking, she had Katie Massanelli open, bypassed her, and now it's Savannah Bruin. Now Bruin over to Calderero. Calderero down low to Davis in the corner. She's well guarded by Vanessa Patkus. Here is Calderero, who's fouled on the play. That's going to be the first foul on Nokomis. They're going to get Kristen Stotter with her first. Bruin throws it in for Staunton. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Good pass down low. That is Katie Massanelli with it. And she is fouled on the play, so she'll head to the free throw line shooting free throws here. That's the second foul on Nokomis. It's going to be the first on Macy Eisenbarth. Off the back iron, no good, is the free throw from Katie Massanelli. Second free throw on the way from Massanelli is rattles around the iron and in. So she's on the board today. It's 3-2, Staunton with the lead. Here's Mia Fesser in the corner for Nokomis. Back out to the top of the key in Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth now back over to Stauder. Stauder, go good pick and roll there. Eisenbarth, Macy Eisenbarth, all 4 points for Nokomis. And Nokomis with their first lead of the ballgame. 4-3. Here's Calderero for Staunton. Looks like a soft zone defense here for Nokomis. And weaving her way around the defense is Savannah Broom. She can't get the layup, and Nokomis brings down the rebound. Here's Emily Cesaretti bringing it the length of the floor. Good pass in the corner. That was Mia Fesser. She missed it. Rebound to Staunton, and we've got a foul on the play. They're going to get Nokomis with their third. And we'll see who they gave it to. They gave it to Emily Cesaretti, so her first. Tim Mize making his way up to the booth. So Rebecca Calderero bringing the ball up the floor. It's 4-3 with 3:40 to play here in this opening quarter, and out of bounds, turnover, Nokomis will take over. Tim Mize, how are you doing?
Tired, just walked up the stairs.
It is tiring. It's a longer trip than you think.
It is.
So Mia Fesser with it for Nokomis. Now it's over to Macy Eisenbarth, now down in the corner to Kristen Stauder. Stauder over to Fesser for three, no good, but a foul on the play. Who are they going to give that to? It's going to be on Nokomis, away from the ball. And they gave it to Eisenbarth, so she is quickly into foul trouble, her second of the game. So 4-3, Nokomis with the lead. 3:12 to play in the opening quarter. Oh, good ball movement there by Staunton. Abby Scanzoni's got four today. And the Bulldogs regain the lead, 5-4. 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Here's Fesser backing her man down and throws an errant pass, and Staunton takes over. Subs into the game for Nokomis. Chloe Sims checking in. Once again, if you are in the Carlinville area, please come out to Carlinville High School. We've got plenty of basketball. This is just game number 3 of 8. As Abby Davis fires up a long three, it's no good.
Yeah, David, if you're within a 3-hour radius, come on out. We'll be here for a while.
Absolutely. Who do you want to see? Boys play, girls play, we've got them all.
There was rumblings. Joyce Atterbury from the Carlinville Christmas Market stopped by. She might be getting the Grinch over here for halftime.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Halftime of this game?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. If you're feeling rather Grinchy, stop by. So out of bounds, last touch by Nokomis. Staunton will maintain possession here. This is Rebecca Calderero throwing it in. She gets it into Katie Massanelli for three. No good. Rebound to Nokomis. Cesaretti with it. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. Bulldogs with the 5-4 lead over Nokomis. Now Fesser dribbles top of the key, now drives, and she has the ball knocked away, but she was fouled while driving. That's going to be Staunton's second of the game. Hard to make out those fingers from up here.
Yeah, you're young enough, David. I have no chance.
Well, they gave it to Katie Massanelli. That is her first. So Nokomis trouble getting it in here, but it's knocked right back out of bounds off of Staunton. We've got Carlinville and Auburn next. So that should be a pretty good game and a pretty good crowd here with the home team. And a turnover here on Nokomis, so Staunton takes over. This is Savannah Broom bringing it up the floor. Good pass to Calderero, now down low, over to Bridget, and I didn't write her last name down on my sheet, Long, Bridget Long. I was filling my stat sheet out quickly, and Savannah Broom's layup is no good. Offensive rebound, or are they gonna say it's a held ball?
David's like the Swiss Army knife here today. He's doing a little bit of everything for
us. Just a little bit. So Staunton, possession arrow in their favor. They'll keep the ball, again leading 5-4 with 2:02 to play in the opening quarter. Broom with it for the Bulldogs. That's the name I'm familiar with from Staunton. Don't know if it's any relation, but Jake Broom, that outstanding athlete for the Bulldogs years ago.
Of course, Savannah, though, from Mount Olive originally.
Okay.
She was part of the co-op.
Still, Staunton and the Bruins. Bruins making an impact for Staunton, one way or another.
Yeah, Jake Bruin, that was a heck of a senior year he had for the football team. The only game they lost when he was the starting quarterback was the state championship game.
Yeah. Lost to Sterling Newman, Central Catholic. So Nokomis with it. There's a pass down low to Vanessa Patkus. Her layup up and in. She's on the board.
That's one of my favorite stories, David. Marcus Sitko got recruited on the field by Newman Central Catholic during the handshake line.
1:34 to play in the opening quarter. Timeout called on the floor. Our score, Nokomis 6, Staunton 5. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Savannah Bruin with it, driving for Staunton. Now she kicks out to Rebecca Calderero. Now back out to Haley Bukeski. Holly Bukeski, I should say. And the ball's knocked out of bounds, last touch by Nokomis, so the Bulldogs will maintain possession. 1:17 to play in the opening quarter. Nokomis leading Staunton 6-5. Here from game number 3 of the inaugural Tito Shootout versus Cancer. We've got a foul called here underneath the basket. It's going to be on Nokomis, their fifth. And they're going to give Vanessa Patkus her first. Here's a long three fired up and in by Katie Massanelli. She's got 4 points. Gives Staunton the 2-point lead, 8-6. Here's Mia Fesser with it. She throws it away, turnover on Nokomis. And now it's Rebecca Calderero over to Bruin. Now Davis back down low, and Staunton throws it away. So each team trading turnovers here in the first quarter. Under a minute to play. Staunton with the 8-6 lead over Nokomis. This is Fesser looking for Patkus down low. Tries to get it to her, but finally able to corral it after the ball bouncing loose there for a moment. Here's a pass down low to Chloe Sims. And we've got a foul called on the floor. It's going to be on Staunton, their third.
Dave, we've had a really good response here so far today. A lot of people have already come through the doors. And, of course, $5 admission, but that's good for all day. So some of the folks who were here and left, they'll be able to come back in free of charge. So if you're in the area, come on out. $5 gets you in. That's good all day.
Absolutely. And there's a game-tying bucket by Ellie Waterman for Nokomis. 8-8, our score. Or no, I'm sorry, they gave Chloe Sims that basket. Waterman is not in the game. So here's Staunton with the ball. Game is tied 8-8 with 15 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Here's Savannah Bruin for three. Buries it. Just like that, Staunton right back on top thanks to Savannah Bruin's first basket of the game. And another steal right after they get the basket. Bruin right all over the place, but they can't get the shot off in time. So after one quarter of play, it's Staunton 11. Nokomis 8. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from Carlinville High School. We are in game number 3 of the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer between the Staunton Bulldogs and Nokomis. Staunton leading after one quarter, 11-8. Just like that, out of the timeout, Abby Davis buries a three for her first basket of the game. It's 14-8 now, largest lead of the game for either team. Here's Nokomis. Ellie Waterman fires up a layup. It's no good. Rebound to Staunton. And this is Abby Davis firing it down the floor. Stolen by Nokomis. A long pass is errant, and Nokomis takes advantage. This is Vanessa Patkus with it, looking for someone to hand it off to. She gets it to Cesaretti, who's back out to the top of the key, resetting the offense. Oh, good tight defense played by Holly Bukeski and steals it. Now it's down low to Bruin, who drives, fires up the layup. It's good. Athletic layup, Savannah Bruin. She's got 5 and extends that Staunton lead to 16-8. That's going to be the 6th foul on Nokomis. And they get Emily Cesaretti with her 2nd. Free throw by Bruin, no good. Rebound to Nokomis. Here's Chloe Sims. She throws it away. Bukeski driving baseline, kicks it to Bruin. Her layup, no good. But another foul on the play. That's the 7th. And that should put Staunton in the bonus for the rest of the half. So who's the foul on? It's Vanessa Patkus, her 2nd. I've said that Staunton has 3 fouls today. They only have 1 so far. Bruin's first free throw is good. She's got 6 to lead all scorers in today's game. Makes it 17-8. Second free throw off back iron. No good. Rebound tipped around, corralled by Nokomis. So Brune, 1 for 2 from the line there. And a travel called here on Nokomis. So another turnover, and Staunton will take over. Congratulations to the Nokomis 8th grade girls basketball team. They won their quarterfinal match today at State. They will play in the semifinals later this evening. Out of bounds here off of Nokomis. Staunton will keep the ball. So a lot of sports action going on with Nokomis today. We've got the girls game here in high school. The high school boys play this evening. And then the Nokomis 8th grade girls won their state quarterfinal match today, playing in the semis later this evening. Here's Rebecca Calderaro for Staunton. Passes it to Bukowski. Bukowski back to Calderaro, now back to Bukowski. Over to Brune, looking for a man, and she finds Haley Bandy. And it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Nokomis. Staunton will maintain. Already two games in the books here from the inaugural Teto Shootout versus Cancer. Our first game, Litchfield defeated Pawnee, the girls. And in the second game, the Litchfield boys defeated Lincolnwood. As there's Abby Scanzoni with a bucket, her 6th point of the ball game, makes it 19-8, largest lead of the game for either team. Ball knocked away here. Staunton takes advantage of another Nokomis turnover. Brune bringing it up the floor for Staunton. Back to Brune. Fires up the long three from the wing. No good, and Abby Scanzoni. Highway robbery, just stealing it out of someone else's arms, and puts in a layup, makes it 21-8. Scanzoni with 8 to lead all scorers now. Here's Georgia Crow for Nokomis. Crow driving, has the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Staunton. Nokomis will maintain. Mia Fesser back into the ballgame for Nokomis. Checking out is Georgia Crow. We've got Carlinville-Auburn coming up right after this ball game. And here's an inbounds pass that is knocked away. It's going to be last touched by Nokomis, they say, so Staunton will have the ball. 5:41 to play in the first half. Staunton the 21-8 lead over Nokomis. Tom Williams, our producer for game number 3. Jen Graham was our producer for the first two. And Staunton throws the ball away. It's knocked out of the Nokomis players' hands and out of bounds, last touched by Staunton. They're going to say it was a foul, actually. That's the second foul on the Bulldogs. They will give it to Rebecca Calderaro, her first. Now Mia Fesser with it for Nokomis, backing her man down. Oh, good spin move there to get around the defender. Now she picks up her dribble and she's in trouble. It gets it over to Ellie Waterman. Waterman driving, has it knocked away, but picks it right back up. And we're going to have a held ball here. Who's the possession arrow in favor of? It's Nokomis, so they'll maintain. Katie Massanelli back into the game for Nokomis. Excuse me, for Staunton. Katie Massanelli back into the game for Staunton. Savannah Brune taking a break. Here's Waterman. Bounce pass inside to Delaney Kaiser. Kaiser up top. Now back to Kaiser. Over to Waterman. Dribble drive. Now to Kaiser. Good! Delaney Kaiser's on the board. 21-10. 5:05 remaining in the first half. Staunton still with the lead. Here's Scanzoni. Can't handle the pass, and it's stolen by Nokomis. Fast break opportunity. Here's Waterman. There's no foul on the play, and the ball's out of bounds. Last touched. Who do they give it to? They're going to give it to Nokomis still, so they'll keep it underneath their own basket. Staunton, led by head coach Kyle McBrain, assisted by Ed Herschel. Nokomis, their head coach Brandon Engelman, assisted by Bonnie Brownback, Beth King, and Michelle Alexander. So here's Holly Bukowski for Staunton. And she is dribbling down the floor, gets it to Haley Bandy. Bandy drives, kicks up a jumper, it's good. Bandy's on the board. It's 23-10 with 4:25 remaining in the first half. Nokomis with the opportunity now, and they answer right back. That's Macy Eisenbarth. She's got 6 to lead all Nokomis scores, 23-12. Maybe some momentum here for Nokomis if they can keep Staunton off the board, but here's an opportunity. Ball kick out of bounds. Last touch by Staunton. We've got a plethora of items to be won here today at Carlinville High School there in the hallway. Autographed items, some by Yogi Berra, one by Bob Gibson, and one item, specifically only one, with three autographs on it. There's more autographs, but three that are legible. One's Red Shandienst, Enos Slaughter is another, and Harry Carey, the third, on that one program. Nokomis driving through the lane. The layup is no good. Rebound to Staunton, so they take over on possession. 23-12, Bulldogs with the lead. 3:44 to play in the first half. Jump shot no good for Staunton. Offensive rebound. The putback is no good, and another offensive rebound, and that's Katie Massanelli, who can't buy a shot here, it seems like, but a foul called on Nokomis. Their eighth. They're going to get Delaney Kaiser with her first. So Savannah Brune to the free throw line, shooting two here. She makes the first, and she's got seven. Emily Cesaretti back into the game for Nokomis. Mia Fesser heading to the bench. And Brune's second free throw on the way and in. She's got eight. And Staunton has doubled up, it's 25-12. Bulldogs with the lead. Here's Eisenbarth. She passes to Cesaretti. Now over to Waterman. Waterman driving. Loses the ball, and Scanzoni takes over for Staunton. So Nokomis having a bit of trouble with the turnovers here in the first half. Here's Bukeski. Bukeski down low to Davis. Over to Scanzoni. She's fouled on the shot. No good, but she's headed to the free throw line as Nokomis picks up their ninth foul of the half. First free throw buries it. She's got nine to lead all scorers. Second free throw from Scanzoni is on the way. It rims around and out, no good. So 1-for-2 from the free throw line there, but how about that? Scanzoni, the lady of the hour, steals it, gets it to Savannah Brune, and Brune fires up a three to extend the Bulldog lead. Brune now with 11 points. 29-12, Staunton with the lead. And a carrying violation called. So another turnover for Nokomis. Staunton takes over, leading 29-12 with 2:46 to play in the first half. Bukeski, long pass in the corner, down low to Davis, now over to Massanelli, who puts it up and in. Massanelli's got six. And another turnover by Nokomis on the inbounds pass. Staunton takes over. So things falling apart here for Nokomis in the second quarter. 31-12, the lead for Staunton. Here's Bukeski driving along the baseline, nowhere to go, has to pass it out top to Massanelli. Now down low to Brune, puts it on the floor once, fires up the shot, no good, but Scanzoni's there for the rebound and is fouled as she tries to put it back in. The shot couldn't go, but she was fouled. That's the 10th foul of the half on Nokomis. They're going to get Macy Eisenbarth with her third. So Scanzoni's first free throw here is good. She's got 10. And subs in. We're going to call a timeout here, actually. So 2:21 to play in the first half. It's Staunton 32, Nokomis 12. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Abby Scanzoni makes her second free throw to give her 11 points on the day. Makes it a 33-12 game, and Nokomis turns the ball over, so Scanzoni with it. She fires up a layup. Now she's got 13. What a first half Abby Scanzoni's having for Staunton. 35-12, Staunton with the lead. Here's Patkus with it for Nokomis. Got to be careful not to step back across the timeline. Now Cesaretti with it. They're safe for the moment. Waterman fires up a shot, and it's good. Ellie Waterman, her first bucket of the game, makes it 35-14. Here's Bukeski over to Brune. Brune guarded by Cesaretti. No, Nokomis in a defense now. Here's Calderaro. Back over to Bukeski. Bukeski driving, fires up a mid-range jumper, no good. Offensive rebound to Staunton. It was Katie Massanelli who pulled it down, but a foul called on the play. It'll be the 11th foul of the half on Nokomis. They gave it to Chloe Sims, her first. So Katie Massanelli at the charity stripe for Staunton. She makes her first. She's got seven today. 36-14. Staunton with the lead. Second on the way from Massanelli. Is no good. A rebound to Nokomis. So Massanelli 1-for-2 from the line at that trip. 1:16 to play in the first half. Staunton the 36-14 lead over Nokomis. Here's Cesaretti. The three from the wing. It's no good off the glass. And we've got a foul called on Nokomis. They're 12th. They're racking up the fouls. Staunton shooting free throws the rest of the half. Who'd they get that one on? They gave it to Stotter, Kristen Stotter. That's her second. So Holly Bukeski at the free throw line, and she makes the first. It's her first point of the game. Second free throw on the way from Holly Bukeski after Savannah Brune checking out for Staunton. Bukeski. And makes the second. So 2-for-2 there. And it's 37-14. So here is Kristen Stotter with it for Nokomis. She's driving, puts up the layup, no good. Rebound to Nokomis. Calderero brings it down. Under a minute now to play in the first half. 38-14. Staunton with the lead. Here's Bukeski at the free throw line to Scanzoni. She lost it. Staunton's gonna get it back. It was tipped by Nokomis, so no backcourt violation. And here's Bukeski. She passes it over now to Hannah Colley. Now it's Massanelli. Over to Calderero. Calderero driving. Fires up the layup. No good off the glass. Rebound tipped around. Corralled and a foul called on the floor. And we've got an injured Nokomis player. Vanessa Pathkis rolling on the ground holding her ankle. Wonder if she rolled it or what happened. They're going to call the foul on Staunton. It is on Abby Scanzoni, her first. It's the team's third foul of the half, so we're going to take a break while they tend to Vanessa Pathkis. 38-14, Staunton the lead with 24 seconds to play in the first half. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. So Vanessa Pathkis helped off walking gingerly on that ankle. Over to her sideline. 14 seconds to play in the first half, and we've got a double dribble called on Nokomis. Staunton will take over. Bulldogs with the 38-14 lead here in the first half. 12 seconds away from halftime. Here's Holly Bukeski for Staunton. Passes down low. Now back to Bukeski. Over to Calderero. Going to hold for the final shot. Clock reads 3. Scanzoni down low. It's in! Abby Scanzoni at the buzzer. And she's got 15 points and extends that Staunton lead. It is 40-14. Again, Staunton leading 40-14 over Nokomis. You're listening to WSMI, and we'll be right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from the Big House on West Main Street in Carlinville. We are at halftime of game number 3 in the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. Staunton currently leading Nokomis by a score of 40-14, and Terry Tote joining me right now here on WSMI. And busy day for Nokomis, Terry, as the Nokomis girls playing right now. The Nokomis boys will play later this evening, but the junior high girls team also with a bit of good news today.
Yes, the junior high team won in their quarterfinal round game at the IESA, I think, Class 1A state tournament. So they are into the semifinals, and we wish the Nokomis junior high girls the best of luck. They win in the semis. They get to play in the state championship game. So they are guaranteed a game next week at the state tournament. Even if they lose the semifinal, they at least get to play for third place. But, you know, we wish them the best of luck. And, you know, it's a fun time of year when you get state tournament action going. So.
We've had a pretty good streak going as far as junior high teams getting to at least the state championship game. I don't remember if we had one last year or not. We may have had a team in the area make it. I don't know if we covered a game or not last year, but for like the last, it seems like the last decade, we've covered somebody from the area. And
yeah,
it hasn't been the same team either. It's been different schools.
Yeah, that's true, and that's really kind of the neat thing about it. We've been able to cover anywhere from Gillespie, Mount Olive, Nokomis, Southwestern,
yeah. Litchfield a couple times.
Litchfield a couple times.
Hillsboro,
yeah. You know, it's just we've been able to distribute it around and have it, you know, different teams doing well, and it's good to see how that translates once they get to the high school level. So
absolutely. Yeah. So Staunton will begin the second half here with the basketball, a pretty comfortable lead here, 40-14 our score, and Savannah Bruin going to throw it in for the Bulldogs. She's going to be joined by Rebecca Calderero on the floor, along with Abby Scanzoni, Katie Massanelli, and Abby Davis. For Nokomis, it'll be Kristen Stodder, Emily Cesaretti, Mia Fesser, Macy Eisenbarth, who's in foul trouble, I should say, and Chloe Sims. Again, Eisenbarth playing with three fouls as we begin the third quarter here. So this is Calderero over to Bruin for the Bulldogs. Bruin driving, weaving her way around defenders, acrobatic layup, and she throws it in. Bruin's got 13 today, makes it 42-14. It has been Staunton's game most of the day. Here's Cesaretti for Nokomis. Over to Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth, the leading scorer for Nokomis. She's got six. Now over in the corner to Fesser. Fesser weaving her way around, and now she fires up a shot. It's no good. Rebound to Staunton. Abby Davis pulls it down. Staunton slowing the tempo down here in the third quarter. 7 minutes to play in this third period. Here's Savannah Bruin. Bruin over in the corner to Davis. Davis fires up the three, nothing, and it's rebound by Nokomis. Here's Stodder. Stodder throws it up ahead to Fesser. Fesser backing down Calderero. Staunton in a man-to-man defense as we begin the third quarter. Stodder down low to Eisenbarth. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound to Nokomis. Massanelli with it. She'll give it to Davis, who gives it to Calderero. Again, Staunton, the home team technically in this game. They have the white jerseys with the red trim. Nokomis, the visitors, black jerseys with the red trim. Here's Abby Scanzoni, and she is fouled before she put up the shot, so Nokomis' foul trouble continues into the third quarter. I think they gave Kristen Stodder that foul. They did. That is her third, so she joins Macy Eisenbarth in foul trouble. 42-14, Staunton with the lead. Scanzoni, turn around, no good. Gets her own rebound. You can't touch her. She's just overwhelmingly taller than everyone else, it seems like, out there. So Scanzoni's got 17, dominating this game for Staunton. And a turnover here on Nokomis. They had trouble with that in the first half. It continues into the second. Here's Calderero with it for Staunton. Backing down. Stodder now over to Bruin at the top of the key. Bruin's going to drive now. Her layup is no good. Rebound tipped by Scanzoni out of bounds, and Nokomis will take over. 5:46 to play in the third quarter. The Auburn boys have arrived here at this game. I could see them in the corner of the gymnasium. Here's Stodder with it for Nokomis. Dribbling around looking for Cesaretti, not there, so she gives it to Fesser. Fesser over to Sims. Sims finds Fesser. No, excuse me, that's Stodder. Stodder dribbling out top of the key, resetting the offense. Back over to Fesser. Fesser guarded by Calderero. 5:20 to play in the third quarter. Nowhere to go for this Nokomis offense. Oh, bounce pass off the foot of Macy Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth loses the ball but gets it back and gives it to Stodder, who's going to reset the offense. Good defense here by Staunton in this third quarter. 5 minutes to play here in the third. Staunton the 44-14 lead. Here's Stodder. Now over to Eisenbarth. Thought about driving the baseline, decided not to. Back to Stodder. Over to Fesser. Long possession here for Nokomis, and they have not attempted a shot. Here's Fesser. Has it blocked by Scanzoni. And the rebound to Staunton. Here's Bruin with it. Her layup off the left hand, no good, but she's fouled on the play. The second on Nokomis in this half. So Savannah Bruin will head to the free throw line, shooting two here I think they got Cesaretti with her third. Yes, they did. So Cesaretti, Stauder, and Eisenbarth each with three fouls for Nokomis, and a timeout called on the floor now. 44-14, Staunton the lead over Nokomis, 4:35 to play in the third quarter. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after these messages. Out of the break, Savannah Brune makes her first free throw and her second on the way and in. Done well at the free throw line here today. She's got 15 for Staunton. Makes it a 46-14 game. Bulldogs leading Nokomis. Just under 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Another turnover by Nokomis, and Rebecca Calderero steals it and takes it the length of the floor to lay it in. Seems like she's been busier today, but that's her first bucket of the game. I should say she has been busy today everywhere else but scoring. So 48-14 now. Staunton all over Nokomis. Here's Fesser with it. Back out top to Delaney Kaiser. Now over to Katie Jansen. End of the game for the first time today. Jansen driving. Now has to go back out. Nowhere to go. Here's Fesser. Good defense here by Staunton. Good help defense as well as they're shutting down the lanes. So nowhere for Nokomis to go. Here's Eisenbarth from the free throw line. Good jumper there. Turnaround. Catch and shoot. Macy Eisenbarth. Team high 8 points for Nokomis. 48-16 now. Here's Calderero for Staunton in the corner to Davis. Back over to Calderero. Nokomis in the zone defense. But Staunton has had little trouble with it today. Calderero, the three at the top of the key. Buries it. She could be catching fire. She's got five. 51-16, Staunton the lead. Here's Eisenbarth. Good head fake there. Step back jumper, no good. Rebound to Staunton. Massanelli with it for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Calderero, who will run the point. 51-16, just under three to play. In game number three of the inaugural T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, sponsored by Apex Network Physical Therapy. We've had a lot of halftime participation here throughout the day. We'll have more games. Again, this is game number three of eight as the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Staunton. Subs aplenty in for Staunton. End of the game will be Haley Bandy, Holly Bukeski, Hannah Colley, Bridget Long. I missed one. Emily Hasquin, looks like. For Nokomis, Ellie Waterman still with it, and over to Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth now over to Jansen. Jansen down low has the pass knocked away by Bukeski, but Nokomis gets it back. Here's Waterman. A pass down low, Bukeski knocks it away again. Geez, pesky down there. Pesky Bukeski. Here's Eisenbarth. Nowhere to go as she's guarded well by Bridget Long. Waterman. Given room as finally Bukeski with the steal down low and another turnover by Nokomis. Bukeski gonna drive, kicks it out down low. Too long, it is up and no good. Gets her own rebound. Acrobatic layup is no good. Rebound on the floor. Who's got it? We've got a held ball. Possession arrow favors Nokomis. So Staunton unable to take advantage there. Nokomis will have it now at the other end. Auburn girls have arrived to the gym today as well. Here's Fesser with it for Nokomis. Driving, kicks it out to Waterman. Waterman's now going to drive. Layup opportunity. It's no good. Can't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. And the putback is no good. Another held ball. This time, possession arrow favors Staunton. Officiating crew doing a good job today. That is Louis Lang, Carl Shreve, and Wayne Watkins. So Staunton with the ball, leading 51-16 with 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Here's Holly Bukeski who puts the lay-in in. She's got 4 points today, makes it 53-16. Here's Mia Fesser, the long two. It's no good. Offensive rebound to Eisenbarth, and she bounced it off her knee, and she's beside herself. She can't believe it. Just can't catch a break, can these Nokomis Redskins? Here's a shot too hard off the glass by Emily Hasquin. Rebound to Staunton, though. This is Bridget Long with it. Long loses it back to Hasquin. Asquin driving the baseline, looking for an open man. She finds Bandy. No, not open. Stolen by Nokomis. Here's Fesser. Fast break opportunity. The ball swatted away by Staunton. Good save, but Nokomis gets the ball. And a foul called. They're going to get this one on the Bulldogs. They're first. It's going to be on Haley Bandy, her first. Again, the Litchfield girls won today's opening game from the inaugural T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. They defeated Pawnee. As Mia Fesser drives to the basket, her layup no good. Rebound to Staunton, and now the ball is loose. Who's going to have it? Another held ball. Possession arrow favoring Nokomis. After the Litchfield girls won, the Litchfield boys defeated Lincolnwood in game number two of the shootout. Coming up, we've got the Carlinville-Auburn game after this one. Here's Waterman with it for Nokomis. They may just hold for the final shot as the clock reads 17 seconds. Waterman from the free throw line, no good. Rebound to Staunton. Now Staunton could be patient here. 10 seconds to play in the third. A handsome lead, 53-16, our score. Here's Bukeski, down low to Long. Long has the shot blocked. Now Waterman with the rebound, and the clock's going to run out on the third quarter. So after three, it's Staunton 53, Nokomis 16. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Bridget Long fires up a jumper for Staunton, and she is fouled on it. She wasn't able to convert on the two-point opportunity, so she'll head to the free throw line shooting two here. It's the third foul of the half on Nokomis. And the first free throw from Long is good. Her first buck points of the game. That foul was called on Emily Cesaretti. That is her fourth. The second free throw on the way from Bridget Long. Is short off the front iron. No good. Rebound to Nokomis. One for two from the line there is Bridget Long. Here's Cesaretti. The layup. No good. Rebound to Staunton. Haley Bandy pulls it down. A fairly close first quarter was this game. Staunton led 11-8 after one. Since then, it has been all Bulldogs. As Bandy has it for Staunton. Staunton outscored Nokomis 29-6 in the second quarter and then 13-2 in that third period. They have a commanding 54-16 lead as we play in the fourth quarter, and the officials finally call a held ball here. And the possession arrow favors Nokomis. We've had a very good crowd here today through these first three games. After the next game, we'll be halfway through the day with a shootout. This is Georgia Crow with it for Nokomis. Gets it to Cesaretti. Cesaretti guarded by Bukeski. Now over to Stauder. Stauder. Nowhere to go, has to pass it out to the top of the key and reset the offense. 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Staunton leading 54-16. Nokomis trying to scratch and claw their way back in, but a long road ahead of them. Here's Stauder. Fires up an acrobatic layup. No good. Rebound tipped around off of Staunton, and Nokomis will keep it. I thought it went off of Nokomis, but that shows you how good my eyes are. So here's Kristen Stauder with it for Nokomis. Fires up a long two. It's short. No good. Rebound by Staunton. Haley Bandy with it, and she's going to slow things down. She gets it across the timeline, and we'll take her time. Now it's Bukeski. Over to Hasquin. Now Bandy. Fires up a floater. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Nokomis has it now. Here's Kristen Stauder for Nokomis. Just over 5 minutes left in the ballgame. 54-16 the lead for the Bulldogs. Cesaretti fires up a three. It's good. Emily Cesaretti, her first basket of the game. Makes it 54-19. And Bukeski with it for Staunton. Gets it across the timeline. Nokomis playing man defense. Or no, they are in the zone. Cesaretti with the steal. So maybe looking to get hot here is Nokomis. And this is Georgia Crow. Back to Cesaretti. Open for three and no good. Rebound to Nokomis. Georgia Crow. Over to Chloe Sims. Sims loses the ball right into the hands of Haley Bandy. Staunton will get it across midcourt, and maybe we'll see if they'll take their time. No, they don't. Here's Hannah Colley. No good. Rebound to Nokomis. Cesaretti with it for the Skins. 4:14 to play in the ballgame. Cesaretti takes the length of the floor. Layup off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. And another putback is no good. Ball on the floor. Who's got it? Swiped away from Staunton, and they do get the ball back. Does Holly Bukeski. Bukeski going to take it the length of the floor herself, and she's going to take it back out to the top of the key. No, she'll pass it back in the corner to Emily Hasquin. Hasquin fires up the long two, and we'll stop play a little bit for subs to come in. I'm sorry, they gave that basket to Bridget Long, so she's got 3 points today. 56-19. Staunton with the commanding lead. Here's Crow. Crow, good pick set there by Eisenbarth. Here's Cesaretti. Another pick set. The roll's not there. She'll take it herself. Now over to Eisenbarth. The long two, no good. Offensive rebound to Delaney Kaiser. Kaiser, the long shot, no good. Rebound to Abby Scanzoni, who is in there. She's got 17 points today to lead all scorers. Scanzoni and Brune for Staunton really doing a lot of the heavy lifting here for the Bulldogs. Here's Stotter for Nokomis. Under three to play in the ballgame. 56-19, Staunton leading Nokomis. Here's Crow. Wide open lane. Now she kicks it out to Cesaretti. The long three, no good. Rebound to Crow, and she'll give it right back to Cesaretti, who's going to take her time. She finds Stotter. Carlinville Auburn coming up right after this here on WSMI. Don't go anywhere. This is Emily Cesaretti. Passes to Stotter. Man-to-man defense for Staunton. Cesaretti guarded by Haley Bandy. Gets it back to Stotter. Nowhere to go. Good defense here played for Staunton as Stotter fired up the shot, was blocked by Scanzoni, and the foul's called on Staunton, their second. They will get Scanzoni with her second. The clock will run the rest of the way, it appears. So 56-19, our score, 1:43 to play in the ballgame, as the first free throw from Kristen Stotter is good. She's on the board today. Substitution for Staunton. Abby Davis coming into the game. Haley Bandy coming out. Second free throw from Stotter is on the way. It's good. 56-21 now. Staunton still with the lead, and Savannah Brune with it for the Bulldogs. 1:13 to play in the ballgame. Staunton, as Savannah Brune buries a three. She's got 18 to take the lead in terms of scoring leaders in this ballgame. Here's Eisenbarth. The long two, it's no good. Off the back iron, offensive rebound to Nokomis. Cesaretti finds it. Staunton is going to win this ballgame. It's just a formality of ending it right here. 46 seconds to play. Nokomis with the ball. Georgia Crow fires over to Kristen Stotter. Pick set, but not there. Stotter drives baseline right into a double team, and she is fouled by Abby Scanzoni. That's going to be the third foul on Scanzoni, the third foul on Staunton. So more subs in for Staunton as the clock continues to run. We've got a 59-21 game in this game number three. Here's Crow with it for Nokomis. Crow fires up a shot, but she's fouled, and that's the fourth foul on Staunton, the first on Hannah Colley. Clock reads 5 seconds, so we'll see what happens. Continues to run. They get it into Eisenbarth. She's blocked, and that's going to be the end of the game. So game number three comes to a close here from Carlinville High School. Our final score, Staunton 59, Nokomis 21. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI.